person was also geared towards me, all based on how I looked. So I walk in, and now I'm in front of people. We did this whole presentation. That same day, we had a $2,000 job come out of that. And out of all those realtors, we had an extra 15 realtors that became a referral source. Now, the thing that I came to realize about realtors is that they are not the best type of referral source for everybody, because everybody is going after realtors. They seem to be like the center point for everybody. And when we started looking at this, then we started moving forward, and we got to a point where our referrals were, they were good. Now, what happens when you're doing okay? You get comfortable, don't you? Right? So you have to step out of that comfort zone if you want to grow. All growth happens outside of your comfort zone. And we were comfortable. We were doing okay. It wasn't just amazing. We were doing okay. And so we started focusing a lot on our upsells. So upsells started doing very well, and we got to a point that, gosh, almost a third of the business is coming from upsells, and that was great, right? But then we decided, and we made a purposeful decision to start investing in people in our referral marketing. So I started this whole thing asking you, when should you hire? Howard has a great gift about always looking for people. He's always looking for people. He might hire somebody this weekend. I don't know, right? But if he meets a great candidate with an amazing attitude, immediately he's thinking, ooh, that person would fit very well in this position, or this person has this great gift that could be amazing. You know what? Let's just bring them in as part of the team. If they don't work, they don't work, right? So because of that, then we started to be aware and start looking. Now, how many of you guys ever, when you start hiring somebody, you usually start by throwing out some sort of advertising on somewhere? That's usually, and I know some of you guys are shaking your head, you're not going to raise hands, I get it, right? But then all of a sudden, that's usually where people start. And I want you to turn the way that you think about that and do that last. That should be your last resort. Start with the people that are closest to you, that know you, like you, trust you the most. So, Michelle. Michelle has a daughter. Now, Michelle's daughter, Taylor, at that time was in Austin. And for about 6 months before that, I had started talking to Michelle. Hey, Michelle, when is Taylor coming back to Houston? And she's like, no, she's not coming back. I was like, no, she is. I know she's going to be coming back because there's so much stuff going on in Austin. And I know she'll be happier over here, and you're going to be happier if she's at home and so on. And she starts laughing for 6 months until later, guess what? She came to Houston. What did we do? We hired her, first off. So Taylor comes in on a Monday, and I remember on Wednesday, we had already set up another presentation with an interior designer in a nice part of town. Let's put it that way, right? So this was set up 2 days after that. She comes in the first day, all we focused on was our mission and our values. Nothing else. We didn't talk about, you know, this is what you do when you go on a truck. This is how they clean carpets. We didn't talk about how you walk in through the door and you give the goodies. Or we didn't talk about any of that. We just spent a full day talking about our mission and our values. And I wanted her to memorize the mission and the values. And the way that I made sure that she would do that is I said, hey, on Wednesday, we have a presentation. You're going to share our values in front of all these people. She starts shaking, right? But I remember I had been there, so I knew that I could push her a little bit. And if I just pushed her a little bit, that she would come through. So here we go. We go to this